Good afternoon. I'm Ross Reynolds. Microsoft announced last week it was laying off 18,000 employees. That's the biggest mass layoff in Microsoft history. 1,300 of those layoffs are here in Western Washington. In response, Microsoft stock got a bump up of about 1.5%. John Talton is economic columnist for the Seattle Times. He explained to me why Microsoft shares gained value following the huge job cuts.
Well, Wall Street loves it when there's blood in our streets. In other words, they see it as a positive if the headcount goes down, because that means that more money can be redistributed to shareholders and to Wall Street. Now, to take a less cynical view, which is not to say it's not an accurate view, they see this as a sign that Microsoft is serious about getting lean, about cutting out layers of management, and about becoming a more nimble player.
You wrote that the layoff of 1,300 employees at Microsoft is the first real test of the Seattle boom. First of all, what do you mean by the Seattle boom?
Well, I've covered business in seven major metro areas, and I have never seen anything like this. Just to count the number of skyscraper cranes on the skyline when I go back downtown from the U District is an amazing thing. This economy is booming on all cylinders. We've got Boeing with the 777X. We've got the new 737. Exports are way up, and employment is at about 4.8%. That is what economists would consider full employment. The big dog in all this is Amazon.com. So it's an amazing boom considering the very slow growth that most of the rest of the country is experiencing. Not everywhere, some petroleum centers, some tech centers, but we are very fortunate, and it is a thing to behold. But you just keep asking yourself, how real is this? How deep is this? And Microsoft is one of the big engines, so this is the first big test.
Well, as you say, Amazon is the big dog now. So why do you think 1,300 layoffs at Microsoft? But we should emphasize there may be more. This is the first round. Why do you think that's a test of this boom?
Will those people be absorbed easily into, and I hate to use the jargon, ecosystem of our software companies? Because remember, we have a great startup culture here now. We're minting new companies at a level that we haven't really since the dot-com boom. And so if this economy is able to absorb that engineering talent and that managerial talent or whatever, or some of them go off and start their own companies, then so much the better for us. If we see a bump in employment, if we see unemployment, if we see a slowdown in population, especially of really highly talented people moving here, then we'll see that the boom has tripped a little bit.
Do you think that these people who are being shed from Microsoft may play into the startup economy? Maybe some of the people who are doing the new startups down the line based on the past history of when people have left Microsoft?
That would be the ideal scenario, because we're attracting venture capital and we have more of a startup culture than we've had in quite a number of years. And you've got a tremendous talent pool over there in Microsoft. So if you had a few of the higher-end people who could attract angel capital, startup capital, and get some new things going, so much the better for the broader economy.
John Talton writes about economics and business in our area for the Seattle Times. Let's talk about the city of destiny, Tacoma to our south. We don't often talk about Tacoma. Their economy has not fared quite as well as we have here in Seattle and Bellevue and Everett, has it?
Not at all. Tacoma fell a lot harder in the Great Recession. It came back a lot slower. And yet in the metropolitan statistical area, it is Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue. And so Seattleites can smugly say, oh, those gritty Tacomans are dragging us down. But Tacoma is also a very important part of the overall Puget Sound economy. That's why I've been looking at it, too.
They've got the port. They've got a lot of other things going on down there.
Tacoma is coming back with a strong recovery. It's nothing like the boom you're seeing here. Employment is coming down, but it's still high. It's about 6.9% in Pierce County. A lot of people are still underwater on their mortgages. On the other hand, Tacoma lost Russell Investments to Seattle. they have now filled that space with a major State Farm operation that's going to hire about 1,300 people. And Pierce County has also landed the tail assembly for the 777X. There are a number of new manufacturing ventures or reboots to existing manufacturing that are going on down there. And so gradually Pierce County is coming back. And as you say, the Port of Tacoma is doing very well in container traffic. Unfortunately, it is at the expense of Seattle, not at the expense of the other West Coast ports. We continue to lose market share overall, the Puget Sound ports.
What signs do you see that the city government in Tacoma or Pierce County government has anything to do with this economic revival? Are they doing things to encourage this?
Yes, they are. I think both the city and the Metropolitan Economic Development Agency have set out to very aggressively recruit State Farm, for instance. They could have gone to a lot of places, but they got them not only to Pierce County, but they got them into downtown Tacoma. That helps the city. The economic development strategy is also working with the University of Washington at Tacoma on some technology ventures. They've set their cap on clean water technology. We'll see where that goes. Tacoma is not close enough and linked by BART to be the Oakland of Seattle. So Oakland is really benefiting from San Francisco's technology boom. Tacoma has yet to benefit from our technology boom, but it could happen. It's affordable. It's a beautiful place in a lot of areas. And as I say, its health is really important to the metropolitan area health.
John Talton, you read him in the Seattle Times. Let's pull out a little bit and take a look at Washington State's economy overall. The state's had some great export numbers recently. Why is that?
We are perfectly situated on the Pacific Rim and facing Asia in the Asian century. Now, Asia has had a slowdown in the past couple of years, so the good news is that our exports have held up very well. The not-so-good news is that about 54% of them are transportation equipment. In other words, airplanes, airplane parts. Boeing is still a huge part of this export economy. In the first 5 months of the year, we were the third biggest export state in the country, and I mean ahead of New York, so much more populous places, but we're very dependent on Boeing. We have to see what happens in China. China has a big debt overhang. China is trying to make a transition in its economy to less export-dependent, more consumer-dependent. All of that can be good for us in the long term, but it is very shaky right now. Is China slowing down too much? Nobody really knows because the numbers are not always reliable. South Korea has had a slowdown of sorts. Japan is struggling to kind of get out of its 20-year slump. And so if Asia's slowdown continues, we will feel it. But so far, we're doing well.
John Talton talks to us regularly about the economy of the Puget Sound region. He's economics columnist for the Seattle Times. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.